Well, almost everyone has some familiar experiences with teenaged angst, you know, the feelings of being awkward, trying to fit in. Well, a new play called The Cure for Everything chronicles that and more against the backdrop of a more global anxiety, the Cuban Missile Crisis of the early 1960s. So how does it all work together? Well, our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to explain it for us. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Robin.
Great to see your face.
Same here.
So how does this combination of international crisis and teen angst, how does this come together in a play?
Okay. The Cure for Everything is written and performed by the gifted Maya Ardal. It's a sequel to her earlier work called You Fancy Yourself, and it's about Elsa, now 14, awkward, lumpy, insecure, wonderfully optimistic, and very funny. Elsa wants nothing more than to be accepted by the in crowd, and especially its leader, the beautiful and confident 16-year-old Sheena. Elsa also romanticizes about a boy she likes and how she imagines their first kiss. But one day she comes home and finds her parents glued to the radio, and President Kennedy is talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Her parents reckon from his tone that they are on the brink of war with Russia. Elsa gets panicky. She thinks the end of the world is near, and she plans on cramming in the things on her to-do list before they all die. For instance, get drunk is at the top of the list. Have sex is next, etc. Okay?
If the world is going to be destroyed.
Exactly. Yeah. We have our priorities set. And Elsa feels that Sheena is the perfect person to show her the ropes and prepare her for life's adventures. And I found the whole play works wonderfully.
How so?
It's beautiful melding of the play, the performance, and the production. Maya Ardal has written this with dazzling invention. There is Elsa's quirky turn of phrase when describing anything. She describes the look of one customer in the butcher shop where she works as the person is wearing huge pink rollers in her hair, hidden under a kerchief, and she calls the whole thing a misplaced moment of glamour. It's very funny.
Really,
it's wonderful.
Like that.
There are observations of Elsa's unsettled, awkward life, and we all can identify with it instantly. The description of the so-called confident Sheena is also something we have seen firsthand and been envious of, but there are also subtle hints that Sheena's confidence hides her own secrets, and when we realize what these secrets are, we gulp really hard. Elsa wants to cure the missile crisis by telling the Russians to just go home and, you know, leave everybody alone. She also wants to cure her friend Sheena's terrible home life. She's got advice for her. And for all her quirkiness, Elsa is a kind-hearted, open-hearted joy.
I mean, the story draws me in right away. What about the performances and the production itself?
Maya Ardal plays all the parts with humor mixed with sobering moments. As Elsa, she is a mix of exuberance and kinetic energy. She begins by bopping to rock music while she teases her hair, blowing bubble gum. This is a girl after my own heart. Okay. Then she tells us, instantly what we can expect just by that image. I never once doubted I was looking at a 14-year-old kid and not a mature actress playing her. And just as instantly, she morphs into the tall, willowy, very contained Sheena. One moment, Ardal has us doubling over laughing. The next, we are holding our breaths because Elsa is in danger at a certain point in the play. She has gone out with Sheena to a bar, full makeup. They all look much older than they really are. And they're picked up by two older men who want something more than just a drink and conversation. There is Elsa, drunk, pressed up against a wall by the guy. His hands are all over her, and she is gasping and writhing at what is happening to her, and so are we. You know, you can't really talk about Maya Ardal's performance without reference to her equally gifted director, Mary Frances Moore.
So tell us about this combination.
Okay, the combination. Often people think that with an artist as compelling as Maya Ardal, it's all her creation, and the director just sits there and nods approval. Well, that's definitely not the case here. Mary Frances Moore has a keen eye for detail, nuance, and the quirky image as well. There is a scene in which Elsa is struggling to put on her first panty girdle. Been there, done that, let me tell you. Done to the pulsing beat of the song Sweet Nothings. There is nothing short of inspired as well as laugh out loud hilarious. And for all its exuberance and frenetic movement by an impulsive kid, there is a clear control that no moment is wasted. Every moment, every reaction is a joint collaboration of these two gifted women. Of course, you know, there is no cure for everything. But the play, The Cure for Everything, certainly contains close to curing a lot about these dreary November days with wit, humor, emotional clarity, and heart.
You know, and I wonder as you're telling me about it, whether this, I mean, certainly it sounds like something I would enjoy.
Sure.
Do you think a male audience would enjoy it as much as we women?
Yes, because I found there were a lot of guys in the audience when I was there, and they were all laughing as hard. Of course, why not? It's about, they've all gone through their own angst, and they've got their own strangenesses happening. It's not just for women. It's for anybody who's ever been a teenager. I wonder how many people is that?
That'd be just about all of us.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn, what else are you looking forward to seeing in the next little while?
Next week I'm going to see something called Bethune Imagined, I believe that's it, at Factory Theater. It's written by Ken Gass, and it's about Bethune, of course, and the historical character. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to New York tomorrow. I'm seeing some stuff there. And usually December is kind of an easy theater month. I'm looking forward to Frog and Toad at Lorraine Kim's Theater for Young People. I'm looking forward to the Ross Petty Extravaganza of Beauty and the Beast.
That's annual, right?
It is annual. It's at the Elgin Theater. The play changes every year. Okay. He usually plays either somebody in drag, I always get my makeup tips from him, or he plays the villain. Equally wonderful.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Pleasure.